Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's continue with what I consider as the three primary causes that had the unintended consequences of massive government unfunded liabilities. You can go to 1320wils.com to listen to Wednesday's commentary, where I explained how the operation of the Social Security and Medicare programs played a major role in this fiscal catastrophe. Now for World War II's wage and price controls. When the U.S. government fought major wars, consumer prices rose more than usual. To try to prevent this, the U.S. government imposed wage and price controls during World War II. Before then, most Americans paid directly for their own medical care, or, beginning in the 1930s, through insurance directly purchased from Blue Cross. When wage controls were implemented during the war, employers became creative at finding legal ways around the restrictions. One option was having the company pay for employees' health insurance. This was a win-win. Companies got a tax deduction for the premium payments, and the employees received tax-free health care benefits. By the 1960s, employer-paid health insurance was almost universal. Since it was so popular in the private sector, governments were forced to provide similar benefits for their employees. The government exempted employer-paid health care insurance from wage and price controls. As a result, insurance coverage expanded to cover routine expenses, which contributed to soaring health care prices. Companies also started offering generous retiree health care benefits, as they did not cost much at the time. Businesses simply paid the expenses as part of general operations. Eventually, these health care benefits grew large enough that in the 1990s, private sector accounting standards were modified to require that these liabilities for future payments be put on the financial statements in the year incurred, not deferred until they were actually paid. This had the expected result of widespread cancellations and reductions in retiree health care benefits in the private sector. Unfortunately, governmental accounting standards were not simultaneously changed, leading to changes then which would have minimized the fiscal crisis governments face today. Come back next Wednesday when I discuss how the federal government's 1974's ERISA also contributed to creating today's government unfunded liabilities nightmare, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.